Hello all. Today I would like to give you some information about our project in Charleston, South Carolina, and it's an interprofessional education program, and it helped health professional students to understand and become more sensitive to the complexities around childhood obesity. And I would like to disclose I have no relationships at all, or any disclosures for that. And for some background information, those who are overweight and obese and living in disadvantaged communities, they often face discrimination from a variety of sources. And in medical fields and in health promotion, historically, we tend to focus on the individual rather than on environmental constraints that affect health behavior. And in order to reduce childhood obesity, multi-level approaches are needed. And health professionals, they play a vital role in reducing childhood obesity, and oftentimes, they report low self-efficacy for health education and promotion. And one way to increase sensitivity for the causes of obesity and to increase exposure to health promotion prevention efforts is through interprofessional education. And interprofessional education involves bringing together various disciplines in the medical field to engage in learning with, from, and about each other. So for this study, our objective was to examine the impact of participation in an interprofessional education program on health professional students' perceptions of childhood obesity. And the program we use is called the Junior Doctors of Health, and it's an interprofessional education program based in Charleston, South Carolina, and it's designed to train health profession students to work in schools and communities for the prevention of childhood obesity. And it includes a didactic training in childhood obesity prevention. And it's where health professional students work on interprofessional teams to deliver sessions to youth in schools. And these sessions target healthy eating and physical activity behaviors of school-aged children, particularly from disadvantaged communities. The students receive a didactic training over various aspects of childhood obesity and prevention, including the social and environmental causes of childhood obesity. They learn how to work in communities and strategies for changing health behaviors, and then also learning how to work together on teams. And these teams are comprised of a variety of health professional majors, and so learning to draw on the strengths of each other and work together collaboratively. The methods, we did a pre and post survey that assessed childhood obesity perceptions. We looked at the perceived seriousness of childhood obesity compared to other health issues facing youth, such as violence, teenage drinking, and sex, and then responsibility for reducing childhood obesity. And these are various role players, such as parents, the government, healthcare providers, and then perceived significance of contributors to childhood obesity. And this includes individual level factors, such as behavior, like exercise and diet, but then also environmental level factors, such as access or crime. And then at the post-test, there were 21 open-ended questions on childhood obesity perceptions. And our questions focused on childhood obesity in disadvantaged communities. We analyzed the pre to post changes in childhood obesity perceptions using the Wilcoxon Match Pairs Signed Rank Test. And the questions had a 5-point Likert scale and were coded from 0 to 4, and we had about almost a 72% response rate. So for some demographics, we see the average age was about 25. It was predominantly female and white. We had a variety of health professions represented in our sample, most of them coming from medicine and pharmacy, but also public health like exercise science and even social work, they were represented. So for the perceived seriousness of issues affecting children and youth, we see that childhood obesity was perceived as the most serious issue. It was statistically significant pre and post. But the interesting thing here is its relative importance dropped slightly post-intervention. So it's really interesting because these health profession students realize childhood obesity is very important. It's still the most important here. However, in light of these other health issues facing youth in these communities, there's other things that are pressing. So that was an interesting finding. And then with perceived responsibility for reducing childhood obesity, the results stayed constant, except for parents. They were higher, so parents were perceived as having the highest responsibility for reducing childhood obesity. We have individual child as well, so that stayed constant, and then health professionals, that dropped slightly, and government also on there dropped slightly. With perceived significance of social, environmental, and behavioral contributors to childhood obesity, we have the individual level factors, such as watching 2 hours or more of television, fast food consumption, junk food and soda. Those stayed constant, pre to post. But interestingly enough, video games or internet usage, that decreased in significance post their experience. And then our environmental level factors on the right. So lack of exercise, lack of places to exercise, lack of exercise in schools, excuse me. That stayed constant, and lack of places to exercise and crime, that increased in significance post-JADO. So when we combine these into individual versus social and environmental level factors, you can see pre to post differences for individual level factors stayed constant, whereas the social and environmental level factors increased significantly post-intervention. And it was And the difference at the beginning between individual and social environmental factors, there was a significant difference, and that difference was null afterwards. So for the open-ended questions, we asked, for example, how do you feel that you can help reduce childhood obesity, and we asked about ways to reduce childhood obesity in these communities. And the health professionals, they displayed an understanding of a multi-level approach post-JADO. So for example, education for the kids and parents, setting a good example, creating safe places for exercise, educating children and parents, bringing farmers markets to these areas, possible vouchers for low-income families, and increased gym programs, physical fitness, engage the churches, revamp the school cafeteria, increase access to fresh fruits and vegetables, and increase physical activity in schools and within communities, and funding for public health initiatives to improve environment and education. And then the health professional students also better understood their role and how they could help students and children in disadvantaged communities. So when unhealthy weights are reported to parents, providers should explain what it means and how to rectify it. Health practitioners play a critical role along with parents, government, and the child. And one health professional student said, I gained an appreciation of the impact healthcare professionals can have by providing simple education in schools. And we, the health practitioners, should have more community outreach like this. And when asked about the contributors to childhood obesity, particularly in these communities, one person said, they're good people in situations that are not ideal. Most people try to provide the best they can for their families. Another student said, never really thought about lack of access to places to play being a problem, but now I consider it. And the final quote was, communities with less money and many worries. For example, one child told me someone was killed in their neighborhood. That is something I never worried about growing up. However, there is a strong sense of community and loyalty. So wrapping up, health professional students, they more readily identified the social and environmental influences on childhood obesity after this interprofessional education program. An interesting thing was there were only 3 contact sessions with the children in the schools. And this change was consistent across the various health profession training types. So some of the students received a class over a course of a semester, an elective class, and some of them received 3 training sessions. So regardless of training type, and even though they had a short amount of time with the students, they still were able to identify these influences to childhood obesity. And changes in perceptions could lead to practitioners becoming more sensitive to the complexities that lead individuals to become overweight, reducing stigmatization and improving clinical care. And it could also foster a greater involvement of future health professionals in community-level prevention efforts. So some strengths and limitations of our studies. We did have a small sample size. It was 53 total, and it was not a control group, but we did have a variety of health professional majors in the sample, and we did address the issue of possible self-selection bias. So could those in this program want to help kids in this situation? However, 51% of the health professional students in this JADO program were assigned. so that reduced the chance of self-selection bias. So in conclusion, through this interprofessional education program, future health professionals gained understanding and sensitivity to the social and environmental causes of childhood obesity, and future health professionals recognized a need for multi-level approaches to reducing childhood obesity that include active involvement of health professionals. I'd like to thank you all, and for more information on JADA.